First time I was really nervous. I had seen similar ads posted and came off as a bit of a shock that there were girls willing to do it and that any guys would be actually interested in it. I thought about it for a few days and decided I would try. My ad got several replies and I chose the one that seemed the most normal. But my first and possibly last time, I didn't need the added drama of what some of them had emailed. I replied back for him to meet me at a not too close yet not too far Starbucks the next day at 5 p.m. It was easier that he seemed to know what he was doing, and as I slipped on the pair closest to what he had requested, I felt an extra tingle in my pussy. I had a feeling that it wouldn't be too hard to, as he put it, ensure that they were wet. The clock seemed to move in slow motion throughout the day, but as it got closer to 5, I knew I could feel myself starting to get more and more wet. I didn't know if I was more excited or scared as I parked 2 blocks over and walked to the Starbucks. I recognized him immediately as I entered, and I saw him smile at me as I blushed. When he asked me what I wanted, I stammered and said I had to go do something in the bathroom and would be right back. He smiled and turned to order as I made my way to the back. Goosebumps raced along my legs as I walked, and I felt slightly dizzy. As I closed the door to the stall, I took a deep breath and then bent and lifted my dress to slide them down my legs. I lifted them and could see the evidence of my arousal. I could smell myself, could smell what the thought of this had done to me. I took the plastic bag from my purse and sealed them in it. I saw him sitting at the table, 2 cups in front of him. Shakily, I sat down and thanked him for ordering. Taking a sip with my left hand, I covertly passed the bag under the table to him. My heart racing, I told him thanks for the drink, but I had to run. When he stammered something about paying me back for the dinner, I smiled and told him not to worry. We were all square so far as I was concerned. That night, I fucked my boyfriend like a wild animal. If he noticed that I wasn't wearing any panties, well, he didn't say anything about it.